Bezer Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha from the daily daf, Ksubis daf nun tes, which falls out on Erev Bedikas Chametz, probably not coincidentally, also has a topic that relates to Hilchos Chametz. So what we are going to discuss, Bezer Hashem, today is the Talmudic quandary of when there seems to be a vague ownership of Chametz between Jew and Gentile, that famous Talmudic quandary. We will discuss its practical applications. The Gemara tells us on Nuntes Amud Beis, Hegdish, it appears a few places in Shas, it appears in Bava Kamma, Pei Tes Amud Beis, Hegdish Chametz V'Shichur Mafkin Midei Shibud. What that means is the following. If someone is Magdish his animal, even if someone else has a Shibud on the animal, or, in the case of Chametz, we'll talk about Shichur another time, the case of Chametz, which is our topic, there is a lien that a Gentile has on Reuven's Chametz. So then, in such a case, the halacha of the Isser Chametz removes the Shibud of the Akum, and it becomes Aser Bahana. It could very well be that this is based on the idea in the beginning of Maseches Psachim, that the Gemara tells us that Asan HaKosuv Ki'ilu Heim Bershuso, that if a Jew has Chametz in his Rishus, then the Torah makes it, even though it's not Bershus HaAdam, he's not supposed to own it, the Torah makes it belonging to the Jew, and therefore one is over. Therefore, Rashi tells us, and we're going to read this Rashi carefully and then map out Lahalacha. Rashi tells us in the Ramaschal Chametz, Asa Chemtzo Apotiki La'akum, even if a Jew designates his Chametz as belonging to a Gentile, V'igia Pesach, Isser Chametz Mafkio Mishibud Ha'akum, the Isser of Chametz overrides the fact that the Goy has a lien on it, V'nesar Ba'no. And therefore, the Chametz is Aser Bahana. Rashi in Bava Kamma and Peites says that Halacha L'maisa Erev Pesach, that means that you and I, if we have Chametz that a Gentile has a lien on in our Rishus, that means that we have to get rid of it. Rashi in Ksubis tells us that after Pesach, it's Aser Bahana. Then Rashi asks an important kasha. However, asks Rashi, Vadisnan, Akum Shilvul Yisrael Achemtzo Achar HaPesach, Mutter Bahano, that if a Gentile lends money to a Jew, and a Jew puts his Chametz on lien to the guy, then the halach is, it's Mutter Bahano. In other words, the Jew doesn't have to get rid of it, and after Pesach, it's not considered Chametz Shavar La Pesach. Ukmina la hasam kisherinu etzlo shemasro biyado mashkin. So Rashi answers that that Mishnah in Psachim is only talking about where the Jew also put it in the Goy's Rishus. So if it was in the Jew's Rishus, then it would be problematic. However, kisherinu etzlo, he left it by the Goy, and then in such a case, he left it by him as a mashkan, then the Jew would not be over. And this, as Rashi describes, becomes halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch, and we will go from this more arcane case to very practical examples where this comes up, halacha lemaisa. First, let's see the application of the halacha that we just learned in Shulchan Aruch. And that is, Eino Yehudi, says the Mechaber in Simin Toth Mem Aleph, Eino Yehudi, Shehilvi Yisrael Al Chametzo Umashkano V'yada. If a Gentile lent a Jew money, and the Jew put up his Chametz as a Mashkan, Umashkano V'yada, and the Mashkan is put in the hand of the Goy, Va'amar Le Me'achshav Yehishalcha, and the Jew spells out that it will become retroactively yours. Im lo efracha l'zman ploni, v'yigi z'man v'lo pro, mutter. It belonged to the Gentile, and the Jew was not over on Pesach. This is a practical application of what Rashi taught us. And that is that even though one might have thought that the halacha is that once a Jew gave a Gentile a shibud on the object, then that would be enough, particularly if the Gentile collected it after Yom Tov. We paskin not that way. And that is, the shibud is not enough to create ownership for the Gentile, but rather it has to be mashkano biyado. It needs to be in the Gentile's hand, and he needs to be kono it retroactively with the statement of me'achshav. The Mishnah Brura does add, what happens if that is difficult? It's difficult to transfer a large amount of chametz to the Gentile. So here the Mishnah Brura and Sifkat and Beis points out what everybody is doing as of this moment. And that is, if he does a full kinyan, then in such a case, there is something called the Heter Mechira. And the Mishnah Brura on the first wide line on page 24 in Chelek He in Hilchas Chametz points out, Omnam im hikne la'akum es ha'chametz bekinyan, ume achshav im lo yifrel ezman ploni, das kam achron de bezeh afilu nishar ha'mashkun tachas yad Yisrael, mutter. There are many achronim say, then such a case will be mutter. The Dirshu Mishnah Brura then points out that all of the things that Rabbanim are worrying about today, and that is to make sure that they're going to be prepared to do the appropriate kinyanim that work with a Gentile, all of those halachos then would apply. So it would be more expedient to leave it by the Gentile. That would definitely be halachically a lot more preferable. However, in a case of where one can't, so then you have the suggestion of what is commonly followed today, the Minhag Yisrael, of a Heter Mechira, and a Heter Mechira could be done as well, of course, with that Chametz. This case is a fascinating case that emerges from today's daf. However, there are other slightly different cases which appear right before this, the Simen that we just read from, Simen Taf Mem Aleph, Simen Taf Mem, which are very practical shilas that come up in many instances. In fact, someone called me Erev Pesach last year, Erev Pesach, with the following shaila, and that is that they have a Gentile attendant that takes care of one of their parents, and the attendant brings chametz into their house and has a particular cupboard where they leave their food that they eat, and it'll be there over Pesach. Their elderly parent owns the rishus. Is that a problem in terms of hilchos chametz? Now, remember what we just saw over here in our sugya. The moment that it's sitting in the Jew's rishus, even if the Gentile has a lien on it, it is problematic. What would one say if legally it entirely belongs to the Gentile, not a lien, but legally the monetary ownership belongs to Gentile, but the Gentile brought it into your rishus? The Torah Kedosha says, Lo yira lecha sa'ar b'chol gvulecha. There shouldn't be any chametz seen in your boundaries. How far does that go? So, a summary of these halachos go as follows. In Simen Taf Mem, we'll briefly summarize the basic rules in the Shulchan Aruch and then discuss that particular case in detail through the eyes of the Mishnah Brura. The basic rule goes as follows. A Gentile leaves his chametz in the house of Yisrael. The only time it's going to be a problem for the Jew, based on the Gemara and Pesachim on Daf Hey, is if the Yisrael is chayiv be'achrayis. He is now responsible for the chametz, so then, in such a case, says the Mechaber, Eini Yehudi shivke chametzo etzel Yisrael imu chayiv be'achrusa b'gneva v'aveda. In all instances, if it's in your possession, in your domain, you have to destroy it. The Ramah adds, if at the time of Isser you were responsible, you can't now give it over to a Gentile on Yom Tov itself. The Mechaber then raises a possibility, not only if, according to Jewish law, he'd be responsible, but if he would be responsible based on the law of the land, or the law of the gangster on that block, that might be enough for him to be chayiv to get rid of it. Continues the Mechaber, but that's only if you're responsible. V'im einu chayiv achriyuso. But if you're not responsible, Ein chayiv levaro. Then in such a case, you don't have to get rid of it. And that means, says the Mechaber, even if you have a ger toshav that's living with you in the same chotzer, you don't have to get rid of the chametz. Therefore, the Mechaber goes on and describes a little bit of a traumatic type of case. Eina Yehudi shenichnas lebeis Yisrael v'chametz obiyado. If a Gentile comes into a Jew's house and has chametz, eina zokek lo tzio, you don't have to kick him out. And you don't have to get rid of the chametz. Afal pisha Yisrael roa chametz shel eina Yehudi. Chazal understand that even though the Torah says lo ye roa l'chasa'ar b'chol gvulecha, it doesn't mean literally to see, it means ownership. And Mechaber is very clear about this. Ein b'kach klum. You have nothing to worry about, except you can't eat on the same table with him. Which brings us to the next point of the halacha. We're not home free. And that is in the case of the attendant who is not Jewish, who's bringing chametz into the house and has an area where they leave the chametz, the Mechaber and the Rama are both in agreement that there is a halachic problem. And that is, based on a Gemara on Daf Vav, adds the Mechaber, v'tzarech lasos lefonav mechitza gavo asarim tfachim, kedei shel yishkach v'yochlenu. The halacha does require, particularly in case of an elderly person who's not as aware what's going on, if the Jewish person is elderly, they can get confused, and by mistake they could eat the chametz. Therefore the halacha mandates that a mechitza, a barrier of 10 tfachim, be built around the chametz. However, if it's on Yom Tov, adds the Rama, then in such a case, one does not build a barrier, but one is supposed to take a utensil and turn it over the chametz to indicate that it is chametz, to remind a person not to eat from that chametz. So the bottom line is that if the Gentile owns the chametz, not has a lien, but he owns the chametz, in contrast to our Gemara, where he has a lien and it's in the Jew's rishus, the Jew will be over. But if the Gentile's the full owner, so then in such a case, one would not be over. But there is a chiyuv midrabanan to build a mechitza. So therefore, last Erev Pesach, I suggested that in such a case, the person told me that the attendant was a very fine attendant, and asked if they could leave in a particular cupboard their chametz. So I said that cupboard should be designated, and told the attendant that you're not responsible. You're not taking a achrayus for anything that happens, and that cupboard should be designated entirely for the attendant for the entire Pesach, and maybe for the Yisrael, should explain to them that because it's chametz, we're reminding ourselves that it's chametz by putting a sign that it is chametz over there. Another interesting point, there is a Chazon Ish. Here is a case where Moireinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel Shlita follows the Chazon Ish, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal was makel in this. The more and more I think about it, maybe not. That it could be that the Chazon Ish, Tzchumra, is even further than what Rav Nevenzel Shlita does. I'll let you decide. The Chazon Ish said, based on this halacha, that you need to make a mechitza in front of chametz of a guy, even if you weren't mekabel achrayis, because you might come to eat it. So the same would apply to svarim that might have some crumbs of chametz, that you would need to make mamish mechitza in front of those svarim in order that you not come to eat from those crumbs inside of the svarim. So Moreinu Rav Nevenzel Shlita in his house on Pesach has a pieces of tape, whether that qualifies as a mechitza, could be it doesn't, but a piece of tape going along all the svarim that make the svarim inaccessible. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, not necessarily in contradistinction with what our Rebbe's minhag is, but Reb Shlomo Zalman Zatzal and Alicha Shlomo argues that that chumrah doesn't necessarily follow from the halachos that we just saw. And he quotes that the Eishel Avram of Bechetch says that this halacha does not apply by a guy if there's only a safek chametz. So Rav Shlomo Zalman argued that the svarim over here only have a safek chametz. Based on a chashash chametz, you don't have to make a mechitza. The Amra of Rav Nevensal, his anhaga might even be following Rav Shlomo Zalman. Maybe his intention is not to make a mechitza in front of the svarim, but rather just to prevent any usage from the svarim, and thereby not come liday any chshash of achilas chametz, even if it does not require a mechitza. Either way, he is makbid to prevent full access to the svarim. According to Chazon Ish, it falls into the category of our halacha of a mechitza around a chshash chametz, which stemmed from the takana midrabanan. In a case of where a goy has chametz in your rishus that you're not over on, in a case of where you don't have achrayis, and you weren't the owner of the chametz, our sugya said that if you have a lien, the goy has a lien on the chametz, as long as you own it, you're still going to be chayiv. But in a case of where the goy entirely owns it, and you don't have achrayis, you're not chayiv, and one would not be over. However, a mechitza needs to be built around the chametz. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf of Ksubis Nuntes, appropriate for Erev Pesach, Tavshinayin Heh.